Exploding barrels, Daleks, and a bishop walking on custard were just some of the more unusual scenes at Norwich Cathedral's Science Festival. Thousands of people visited the historic building to learn more about some of the scientific studies taking place across Norfolk. During the day, families also had the chance to take part in a variety of experiments within the cathedral grounds. One of the more unusual displays saw the Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Graham James, demonstrate how it was possible to walk on custard without sinking. Meanwhile, scientists from the University of East Anglia demonstrated the effects of a volcanic eruption by exploding a barrel filled with balls in the cathedral cloister. The event was part of the cathedral's first ever science festival, which began earlier this month. The Dean of Norwich, the very Reverend Jane Hedges, who helped organise the event, said, "It's great to think that it might inspire more people about science in a place where 900 years of worship has gone on." Bishop Graham said, "There is often a misapprehension that science and religion are in conflict. That's far from true, as I hope the events of this science festival will demonstrate. Understanding our world and enlarging our knowledge by experiment and observation does not diminish our sense of wonderment at the universe, but it often increases it."
Cameras were flashing, the models were strutting, and the front row was buzzing. Norwich Fashion Week got underway in fine style. The sixth annual event was launched in fittingly glamorous fashion at the Mercedes-Benz show, with a runway featuring 24 of the city's most popular brands. Celebrating the best of both high street and independent retailers in Norwich, including John Lewis, Jigsaw, and Stoned, and Hammered, the event set a high standard for upcoming shows. For the first time, Open Norwich in Bank Plain is the base for Fashion Week, and the extravagant backdrop added to the occasion last night. In previous years, shows and previews have been scattered at venues across the city. This year's event will be marked by another first, as Dipple and Conway Opticians are sponsoring the week. Models were rehearsing right up until the last moment, with the Norwich BID being treated to an afternoon preview. But the evening event, which saw every seat filled, ran smoothly as models glided down the runway. The fast-paced show gave onlookers a glimpse at next season's trends, from pastels and florals to neutral tones.
The focus was on the hair rather than the clothes at the latest Norwich Fashion Week show. The Dipple and Conway Hair Show, the first in 6 years the week has been running, brought together stylists from across the city to create contemporary cuts and bold colours. Drawing the biggest applause of the night was Rosebud, a group of four drag queens who took to the runway. The event was also featured wedding dresses from the Big C Wedding Boutique and clothing from some independent Norwich designers. Models rehearsed throughout the day amid a cloud of hairspray at Norwich Fashion Week's new home, Open, in Bank Plain.
Air ambulance bosses have hailed a new improved helicopter as a milestone for the charity. Patrick Peel and William Cubitt, Chief Executive and Chairman respectively of the East Anglian Air Ambulance, said the charity's new Anglia One helicopter, which will be based at Norwich Airport, will boost the service provided to patients. The helicopter is capable of flying during the hours of darkness, has more space in which patients can be treated, and can fly further without refuelling. Mr. Cubitt said, "It is the people of East Anglia who have paid for this."
Drivers are facing further city centre disruption, with the second phase of a controversial shake-up of traffic due to start in just over a week. The permanent closure of Westlegate to traffic will happen a week on Monday, forever changing how drivers get around the city. And Norfolk County Council has warned the latest changes could lead to more delays. The wave of work, which will start on Monday, March the 21st, is the next phase in the £3.05 million project, which has already seen months of work in Golden Ball Street. That road is being made two-way and is due to reopen. With Westlergate closed, work will start on the new pedestrian zone with trees set to be planted over the next few months. Access for pedestrians and businesses will be retained.